You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors on this first trading day of the new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, who's the head of wealth at Kratos Capital. The big local story today, as we alluded to on the opening this morning, Greg, was Clicks. And I noticed when I first phoned you up, you were masticating, and it was something called a sugar, and you bought it from Clicks. So there you go. We understand why the share price closed up, whatever it is, 12%, because you are buying stuff from these people.
Yeah, I think that's maybe a theme that we kind of missed out on, but certainly people's push towards much healthier lifestyles. And then Clicks is right there, sugar-free biscuits, the sugar-free toffees, which I was just eating. But I mean, I suppose it must be a very well-run business. Look, we spoke this morning about short positions, and if I look, I've just actually pushed a sort of a one-year chart on, but today's a phenomenal performance in dwarfing all the other movements we've had back around about July of last year, but a real surge into the end of the day. The CHEF finishing up 13.5%. I was chatting to some of the traders this morning, and we sort of said possibly 7 or 8%. Somebody sort of said, "Ah, it could be 10% up," and we all laughed at him. And now it's finished at 13.5% up, R247.75. The third biggest value trade on the JSE. It's obviously always going to be behind NASPAS and Prosus, but a big value, 707 million on a day. We only did about 16.8 billion. So some big trade going up, possibly some short covering.
Yeah, you did mention that you heard a rumor that there were a couple of hedge funds that may have been short of it, because that can be the only reason. Because even with a 15 to 18% potential increase in headline earnings and diluted earnings per share, when its results come out, I think, end of October, that still doesn't justify 12, 13% up. That's a short squeeze. David Shapiro, to whom I've just spoken from New York, he said, "This is not an investment. This is a trade today."
Yes, I'm looking. Someone actually was kind enough to send me some stats on, and how they always show you the short interest is by how many days volume would take to cover. And most of the shares you look are 1, 2, and 3 days cover. Clicks is 5 days to cover, so that's quite big. But I'm looking down, and Dis-Chem is actually 12, so people are more certain on that trade.
Okay, what do you think? Should we be buying some Dis-Chem tomorrow?
You know, it ran up in sympathy, and I suppose Probably right market thinking, well, if Clicks, you know, they're more or less in the same space. It did put in a high, this is Dis-Chem now, at R24.65, finished today R23.88, so it did drift lower. I wonder if Clicks is the 3-day rule. Tomorrow some more buying, and in the Wednesday, if you're feeling adventurous, maybe try adding to those short positions and hoping for the best. But you sensed a lot of people being squeezed, quite big volume in the closing auction. That's always a sign. About 1.8 million rands with the shares trading in the 5 o'clock auction.
Okay, Greg, just before we leave Clicks, that thing that you were chewing before we went on air, what is it called, a sugar or a sugar? What do you say?
Let me just grab the packet here.
Yeah, please do.
This says Double D sugar-free cola bottles, all natural colors and flavors. Double D, that's kind of thing I like.
Okay, Greg, we'll move on straight away. Sugar is the enemy, of course, and I admire you for not eating sugary stuff. I've just had myself a Kinder Bueno. Have you ever had one of those?
Sounds interesting.
My one chocolate a week, and today it was the Kinder Bueno. The dollar rand is 15.13. The British pound against the rand is 18.64. The euro rand is 16.64. And the euro dollar, let's call it 1.10 exactly. So the dollar is under pressure, and the euro has done well today. I hope that's boosted the gold price. Let's have a look. No, not a bit of it. The gold price is down $3.50 to $15.01. The platinum price is up $4.50 to $884.50. And palladium, over to you.
$16.59, still down $8.50.
The Brent crude oil price, $59.03, and we'll come to Sasol later on because that's one of the big movers. But let's have a look at what's happening in the United States at the moment. My 15-minute delayed screen shows the Dow Jones barely changed on the day. The S&P was down around about 15 at one point. It's actually flat on the day now, so good performance there. The FTSE in London, 0.7% higher. The DAX in Frankfurt, also the same. CAC 40 in Paris, 0.6% to the good, etc. Let's go to the most viewed shares, Greg, and the one that stands out is that support level that has held on Sasol, big mover today.
Yeah, I bounce back, and that's really been the theme here, is that the more resource-type counters, the more ones that depend on a weaker rand, all done a lot better, actually lifted the market for a change. They're doing the work. But yeah, you're quite right. I mean, today's opening on Sasol in the low 250s, finishing the day 268.52. That's 6.4% up. And I mean, everyone's quite bearish on Sasol. As you mentioned, the Brent crude oil price seems to, perhaps it is what I was intimating a week or so ago, that it's starting to put in a base here around 57, 58, 59 was where it always pulls back to. And perhaps the market thinking, well, we've bounced off that level. That is a solid support level. It's not going below that. And ticking about a dollar higher at the moment. So some optimism coming in there, some relief for long-suffering Sasol shareholders.
Yes, indeed. Even though it may just be temporary, it may just be a fleeting move to the upside. Let's hope it's not. Top five major movers, Greg. Clicks, obviously, 13 2/3% higher to 248, I think it is, unless my screen's wrong. Okay. Trust go up 6 2/3. Into Prop up 6 1/3%. Sasol a 6.2% winner. In fact, a little bit more. My screen needs to update. Assor up 6% as well on the downside. Coronation down nearly 2%. Rennet down 1.25%. Sogo Sun down 1.25%. Pulse Prop. Down 1.1%, and the JSE a 0.9% loser. Of the shares that we haven't spoken about, out of those 10 that I've just spoken, to 5 to the upside, 5 to the downside, anything that you like or dislike?
Yeah, Coronation moves interesting. I mean, it's one that we haven't spoken about on the pod for some time, and I think the last time we chatted, it did do that interesting move from around 43 back to the 50. So I'm disappointed to see it back down here, 39.80. Sort of probably reflecting the feeling in the market that, you know, investors' returns, which obviously that's Coronation's job, to go and invest stocks in the JSE, and the better they do, the higher the performance fees they can charge. When you've had such a flat market probably saying those performance fees are down. I'm just looking at what one of the competitors was, Signia, that was also down 3.6%. So that seems to be a theme in the market at the moment.
Maybe it's the people with the inside knowledge of what they're going to do with the shares on the JSE saying, right, I'm going to get out of a few of our own shares because we're going to be whacking the JSE domestically anyway with a few sell orders. Does it work like that?
Well, you'd like to think that Chinese walls and all of this, those type of things can't happen, but I suppose it's inevitable. Human beings are dealing with large amounts of money and these opportunities.
Tomgard Hewlett Limited, 5 minutes ago, came out with a renewal of cautionary and further update on group processes. Obviously too late for the market to react, but tell me what the market did, speaking about Chinese walls, on the close. Tomgard Hewlett.
Yeah, it has actually been suspended for some time.
Of course
time.
It has. I apologize for being stupid.
Funny, you mentioned it in the chat this morning. Funny how the name just popped into my head, and here's a sense announcement. But, you know, like all of these, all of these companies, which after they've been suspended, then is obviously huge money spent on audit fees and attorneys and going through and the blame game. So I haven't read through it properly, but it doesn't look anything positive. That, and one really, really hopes that you know, that management can find some value here. Maybe, you know, you've obviously got a massive property portfolio down in Natal. You know all the clients and traders that are Durban based, all were in total shock because it's a company that, you know, was always held in a huge regard, really. Possibly the sign-off of Durban, really.
Is it going to come back to the exchange? Because, I mean, they're obviously hoping that it does so, because it says here the board provided the new chief executive officer, Mr. Gavin Hudson, with the mandate to conduct an immediate and comprehensive strategic and financial review of the group with the aim of achieving stability and sustainability. It would be nice to see an old JSE name coming back to the exchange and us to be able to say, well, it was up 2% today or down 3% tomorrow, whatever it is.
Yes, I mean, it'd be very interesting, and a lot at stake, really. I think I was looking at the stats. I mean, it employs, I think, over 5,000 people, and obviously there's all the spin-off industries and so on. So, yeah, it's sad to see. One sense is that it's not really a problem with the fundamental business. That's quite well run, but management may have lost their way a little bit. You know, some things accounted for which shouldn't have been, and these type of tangled webs, always takes so long to and so expensive to sort out, really.
Yes, one of the reasons it was suspended, of course, was because its results to the end of March were not published, so off it goes from the exchange. It says here, the internal review spans all the group's business units and covers the appropriateness of the selected accounting policies. And it goes on to say, the internal review process has been complex and extensive, going back some 6 years. So there's six years of, I suppose, alleged crimes and misdemeanors.
Well, that would sort of go back to the time when, you know, and I suppose this thing is, if you're a long-term investor and you've bought Tongaat because you want exposure to sugar and you've got a bull case in your mind for that, and then obviously the sugar side, funny enough, we were speaking about sugar-free sweets a minute ago, but they suddenly almost try to morph themselves into a property company, which was probably quite a good idea. But, you know, if you've got property around Durban and all that's fine. But I think out in the sticks, some of it was sort of right up against the highway and that kind of thing. So property valuations probably weren't done correctly. I speak under correction, but I think that's where the beginning of the problem started for them.
Okay, great. Give us the JSE indices on the a close on this first day of the new trading week, if you would.
Yeah, quite interesting reading here. The banks, which were down this morning, managed to rally, but still finished slightly negative, down 0.02. Financials up 0.28. Industrials up 0.45. The retailers up 0.39. Gold, despite that sort of flattish gold price, the gold shares did nicely today, up 4.7%. Platinum's up 0.95, nearly 1%. The resources are up 2.4%. That left the all share up 1.34%, 721 points. But it just shows you how heavily weighted those resource counters are in the market. So we've blasted past my desired 54 level. We're going to finish today 54,715, value of trade quite light, really, 16.8 billion.
Yes, indeed. And we've been used to 20 billion plus. Greg, my quotes of the day. You've got to stop me reading stuff in the liberal press about Donald J. Trump.
No more cowboy movies, please.
No, it's not cowboy. No, we've done the cowboy thing. The cowboys is over. What we're going to do now is dictators. And I've got two dictators quotes. It says here, this is from Alaa al-Aswani, who wrote a book called The State of Egypt, A Novelista's Provocative Reflections. He said, the concept of the benevolent dictator, you know who, just like the concepts of the noble thief or the honest whore, is no more than a meaningless fantasy. The benevolent dictator, and that's what he's trying to be, but he's not benevolent at all. And the second one is as follows. Ignorance is an evil weed, and we know he's ignorant, which dictators may cultivate among their dupes, in other words, the Midwest, but which no democracy can afford among its citizens.
Very, very sort of, I mean, I know where you're aiming this, but I'm aiming it more closer to home here with South Africa's political situation.
We can't get into that.
No, we don't have time for that.
Exactly, and you can't do it either. You've got to drive home. Greg Davies is the head of wealth at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.